Many years ago, in the city of Rome, there was a Jew who was a tailor. And he worked hard every day, making fine clothes for people and fixing their clothing. And he made his living simply. He wasn't wealthy, wasn't too poor. He just had his home and he made ends meet. Now, he also had money that he was saving up. They didn't have a pension plan back then. And he managed to save 12 dinar. And he had sewn them into his garment so they shouldn't get lost and they shouldn't get stolen. Now, he didn't learn a lot of Torah because he was working all day, and that was the way life was back then. The average person didn't have time to learn Torah. The only time they could learn Torah was on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the rabbis would give long lectures, hours long. And all the community would gather, and that's when they'd learn all the halachot they needed to learn. And then, in order to keep people's attention focused, the rabbis would spice up their drashot with stories. But the focus of the drasha on Shabbos was to teach the people halachot. That was the staple halacha and Torah learning of the average Jew. It was so important that Chazal even made an institution that one is prohibited from learning the stories of Tanakh on Shabbos afternoon. The rabbis forbade learning the book of Iyov Shabbos afternoon or the book of Daniel. Chazal said, you're going to sit at home and open up your book of Iyov and suddenly you'll be taken by the story and you'll end up learning Iyov all afternoon instead of coming to the rabbi's speech. So they made a rabbinic prohibition against learning these works because they said it's so much more important that a person comes to shul and hears the rabbi's speech so that he knows the basic halachot he needs to know. And that's why we have remnants of that still today, where the Shabbos before Pesach, we have a Shabbos HaGodol Drasha. What's the idea? This is the great, great speech. That speech would usually take 4 or 5 hours. It would last another hour or two longer than the regular Shabbos speech, because in that speech, the rabbi had to go through many of the laws of Pesach, so that takes a longer time. The halachic works, all right. The rabbi should take care to start teaching the laws of Pesach before the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. You're not going to get it all done in one speech. We have before Yom Kippur, we have the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, where the rabbi gives a speech that's supposed to arouse us to do tshuva. But these are remnants. The ancient institution was that every Shabbos people would gather to shul, and there they would learn the Torah they needed to know. So this tailor was no different than any other Jew. That was where he heard his prime Torah learning was Shabbos afternoon in shul. And he heard from the rabbi that soon Yom Kippur is coming. There's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. And there's a mitzvah to have a good meal the day before Yom Kippur, to eat as much as we could in preparation. So the tailor, in anticipation, on this day, the day before Yom Kippur, he finishes his work early and goes out to the market to buy a nice fish for the meal in preparation of Yom Kippur. But when he comes to the market, he sees that he's too late. All the fish have been sold, and the people are closing up their shops. Now, obviously he wasn't too pleased. So he starts looking around. Finally, he finds one storekeeper that has one fish left. And this was a fresh, good fish. But there was standing there next to the seller, a young Roman, who was a servant of the governor of the city. And that guy was anticipating to buy the last fish in the market for his governor. Now, the seller, he said, that's the last fish in the market. I demand a whole dinar for that fish. And the young Roman says, I'm not paying no dinar for one simple fish. So the Jew walks over and says, I'll pay the dinar, give me the fish. So the young Roman looks at him and says, well, what are you pushing in for? I need this fish for the governor. You ruined my business. What do you need the fish for? I'll pay the dinar and I'll take the fish. So the tailor turns to the seller and says, wait, I'll pay you 2 dinars. So the seller is very happy. He says, fine. He turns to the Jew, he's about to give him the fish, and the Roman says, and I'll take three. So the tailor says, gee, you know, it's a mitzvah, Erev Yom Kippur. He turns to the seller and says, I'll pay four. The Roman says, I'll pay five. And so it went up and up until finally the tailor says, I'll pay 12. Now remember, one dinar was exorbitant. 12 dinar he's willing to pay. Now, this is his whole pension plan. Now, that's all he had. And he was a little bit concerned that the Roman shouldn't say, I'll pay 13, because then he'd be in trouble. Now, the Roman is standing there looking, and he's thinking, the governor ain't going to be too pleased with me if I pay 13 dinar for one simple fish. So, he doesn't bid anymore. And the tailor pays 12 dinar, all the money that he had saved up. And he takes the fish and he runs home happily. Now, comes time for lunch by the governor. And they bring him his food, but he wanted fish today. So he calls in the servant and he asks him, why don't I have fish today? I told you this morning, I want fish for lunch. Why didn't you bring it? So the servant says, I'll tell you what happened. I came to the market. There was one fish left in the market. I wanted to buy it, but there was a Jew, and he kept upping the price. And when I offered more, he offered more. It reached a point of 12 dinar. And I, would you want me to buy you a fish for 13 dinar? So the governor says, who has the gall to outbid you like that? So he tells him, oh, it was the Jewish tailor that lives in that little house not far from the market. So the governor says, how could a simple tailor afford to pay 12 dinar for a fish? Maybe he's stolen money. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's doing something behind the scenes. Now, the Roman governor thinks to himself, you know, if this guy goes to the marketplace and bids like that, that's going to jack up the price for everyone. You know, if sellers see they could get away with selling fish at 12 dinar, when one dinar was exorbitant, he's doing harm to my town. I have to punish him. So he sends a policeman to the tailor's house. And the tailor is summoned before the governor. And the governor looks at him and says, what do you do, Jew? And he says, my governor, I'm a tailor. So the governor looks at him and says, and what were you thinking? That you, a simple Jew, you think you have to eat fish this afternoon? Well, you're going to spend 12 dinar on a fish? That fish wasn't even worth one dinar. What's wrong with you? You like the fish that I want to buy, and that's why you're outbidding me? Where'd you get so much money from? So the tailor hears all these questions, and he says, my master, I'm not a glutton. All year long, I don't spend money on expensive foods. But there's one day in the year that's called Yom Kippur. And on that day, we pray and we fast all day before Hashem, and Hashem forgives our sins. He forgives what we've done all year long. And we have a big mitzvah on the eve of Yom Kippur to eat a good meal, so that we have strength to fast before Hashem. That's the mitzvah Hashem gave us, because Hashem loves us. Now, I've been saving up money, one penny after another penny, till I had 12 dinar, and that's how I was able to fulfill this mitzvah. Shouldn't I have honored the day as best as I could? Now, the governor here is a tailor telling him how he's been saving pennies for this one day, and then he ends up paying 12 dinar, he ends up spending all his savings. So he looks at the Jew and he thinks, wow, this Jew spent all his savings on one mitzvah so that he has food for this meal. And he says, being that you had a good reason, a good excuse for what you did, I'm absolving you of any punishment. Go in peace. He went home, prepared his fish, and Chazal tell us when he opened the fish for the meal, they found inside the fish's stomach a precious jewel. He sold it, and from that money he lived the rest of his life.